One in five British people would turn down an invitation to a same-sex wedding. That statistic was revealed today on the eve of legislation coming to power. And from midnight, weddings will be taking place across the country. That is, apart from in churches, as both Anglican and Roman Catholics are opposed. Well, let's have a chat this morning to Laura King, who is an academic and writer from Cambridge, from the organisation Catholic Voice. A very good morning to you, Laura.
Hello, Jeremy.
So what's your opinion of what's happening tonight as of midnight?
Well, I think it's a question of not being against something, but it's about being for something. And as a Catholic, a Christian Catholic, I'm for a traditional idea of marriage. You know, we think about marriage, what is this crazy thing that we do as humans to commit to someone for life? And if you think about the history of the institution, we do that for the sake of children. And so marriage has always been about children and raising children in a stable family home. It's a recognizable institution. And so it's the idea that the state can simply change that and ask that Christians call it something else, and when we have always recognised it as an institution that is child-centric and about the family.
But why should gay couples be excluded from that opportunity to celebrate their relationship in that way?
Well, Christians, I for one have always supported civil partnership because I think that, you know, any discrimination against a gay couple is deplorable, and that they should have, you know, if they are in a relationship, they should have the right to inherit and all, you know, those social goods that accrue to heterosexual couples. But it's the idea that we should call it marriage. I think our understanding of marriage is something else. It's this traditional, you know, recognisable institution that we know.
But saying that one person can be in something called a marriage and another person can't be, that is that not discrimination in itself?
I don't think so, no. And I totally understand the impulse of a couple who love each other, you know, to say, oh, well, we're civilly partnered, it's a bit kind of clunky sounding. So I do understand this impulse to want to say we're married, you know, because that has a certain ring. And so it's a really hard thing for a gay couple to hear, you know, that, well, you can't say that you're married exactly, when what they understand in their relationship is they love each other, they're faithful, all the rest of it. I don't think marriage is simply about love. And this redefinition of marriage is to say that that is all it's about. So if marriage is only about love, why do we need it? And also, what's to stop, you know, two people who love each other very much from getting married? They might be, you know, related or whatever. So, I don't think it's a strong enough argument in itself to say that marriage is only about love.
Gareth, a chap we're speaking to from Cambridge here, one of our listeners, said as a Christian as well, he feels uncomfortable with the way that the state is intervening with the church. I mean, is there a bigger sort of political issue here that's afoot?
Well, I think yes. I think the issue is religious freedom, and as I said before, you know, that suddenly, whilst Christians have been for something, this vision of traditional marriage, suddenly, being for that, we are seen to be against gay people and gay rights. And, you know, that's something new. So the idea that religious people, you know, who believe in Christian marriage are then automatically bigoted or homophobic and therefore should not be able to, say, teach a Christian view of marriage, or, you know, that their business should go out of business because they won't support a gay couple getting married or whatever. That, I think, is something new, and that's very worrying and should rightly make Christians feel uncomfortable. You know, we are a country that has a long history of religious freedom and freedom of conscience, and we need to worry about where that's going.
The signal's breaking up. You've had to poke your head out of a window a little bit more, Laura, for us.
Sorry.
Thank you. I just wonder, you know, times are changing. Times have changed, and it's wonderful that they have done. And we live in a society which is much more liberal than it has been in the past. Do you not fear that the church is at risk of alienating itself if it doesn't move with the times?
Well, yeah, this idea that history moves on and the church stays the same. The church is an institution that believes in the dignity of people and what gives people real happiness and real freedom. And I think humans don't change. Human nature doesn't change. The natural order that, you know, a man, it's a man and a woman that create children. that is not going to change. So, you know, certainly our attitude should move on that, you know, gay people shouldn't be discriminated against. But I think a man and a woman are always going to be the ones who can bring forth life, and that is what marriage is about. So that's not going to change. So it might just be that maybe it's our society that's out of step with the natural order of human life, rather than, you know, the church being out of step with society.
Just to pick up on that point, so if a man and a woman get married and choose not to have children, are they not really fulfilling what they should do as a married couple?
Well, of course they are, because they have a natural complementarity as a man and a woman. And that's also part of the Christian vision of marriage, the complementarity of what a man and a woman can bring to each other, how they relate to each other. And also if they do choose to adopt, for example, then they are not depriving the child of a mother figure and a father figure.
It's unnatural if it's two men, is it?
Well, I mean, I don't deny that a gay couple, two men or two women, cannot, you know, of course they can bring all the love in the world, they can raise a child and, you know, give that child a stable family and as much love as possible, of course they can. But that child will not have, you know, either a father figure or a mother figure. And it also means that the child will, you know, in the background somewhere, there is a mother or a father that they're not seeing, that they will never know. And so, in a way, that's a sadness for the child, I think.
If you had an invitation to a same-sex wedding, would you go, Laura?
I've actually thought about this, because my best friend, Julius, is in a same-sex relationship. And we were talking about, would he get married and would I go? And I said to him that, you know, I would tell him, obviously, he knows my views. And if he still wanted me there, then I would go. And I would be very happy to celebrate with him at the party.
Laura, thank you. Laura King, who's an academic and writer from Cambridge, from the organisation Catholic Voice. Let's have a chat now with Richard Lane, who's from the pro-gay organisation Stonewall, who's been listening to that conversation. Richard, morning to you.
Good morning.
Anything you'd like to pick up from what Laura said there?
Absolutely. A couple of things, actually, where Laura and I completely agree, and that is that marriage is an incredibly valuable institution in society, one where it gives stability and value to families, and that is a very good thing for individual people, and that's a very good thing for society. And I believe that as we value it as a society, we should want more people to get married, and that includes gay people.
What about the sadness that she referred to, that you'd have... As a child with two male parents?
I mean, I know lots of same-sex couples with children, and they offer very loving, committed homes to children, and they are just as good a parents as anyone else. And it's all about the individual family, and we have families in all different shapes and sizes here in Britain. We have people being raised by grandparents, by a mum and a dad, by just a mum, and by two dads. All of those are equally as valuable, and it's about the love in those individual families.
Why is it important to be married? What is wrong with a civil partnership? There'll be listeners listening to this morning thinking, you've got what you want, you know, you've got the legal status within a civil partnership. Why are you pushing it to marriage? Why is that important?
Because gay people want to have their relationships and their love and commitment valued in exactly the same way as their friends and their family, their heterosexual friends and family have. And we want to show that actually our relationships are just as bit as committed and as loving, and quite frankly, just as bit as mundane as everyone else's. And that the relationships that we have and the civil partnership ceremonies we have and the marriages that we have are exactly the same, in that there's a couple committing to one another, sharing their love. A few people have a little bit too much to drink. Your nan gets a little bit leery on a sherry, and your uncle probably gets a little bit of a punch up in the car park as every other marriage in the world.
But if the rights are the same, why is a word? Why is that important to you?
Because it's an institutionally recognised institution that is valued in society, which we value, and we believe our relationships are the same as everyone else's, and we want to have them valued in that way.
Mm. What do you say to the sort of criticism that you're pushing things too far? You're forcing the church, you're forcing religion into a corner, you're forcing it into a position that it doesn't want to be in.
Well, that was another thing that I completely agreed on, that this is all about religious freedom, and the bill that was passed to extend marriage to same-sex couples was very, very clear that this was a fundamental issue of religious freedom. And there are lots of groups like the Quakers, the liberal Jews, who do want to marry same-sex couples, and it's their religious freedom to be able to do that. And the bill is absolutely clear that the Church of England, the Catholic Church, or any faith that doesn't want to conduct these marriages will not have to. That is absolutely clear. But for the religious groups who do want to, it's really, really important to them that they should be able to do that.
Okay, and one in five people say they'd turn down an invitation to a same-sex wedding. Is that disappointing or is that promising?
I think the fact that four in five people will be looking forward to celebrating with couples is really, really fantastic. And I think it's a shame that one in five people will be missing out on what I'm sure will be fantastic parties.
Great stuff, Richard. Thank you for talking to us. All the best. Take care.
Thank you.